Claude Code Loop Engineering Guide. 4 types of loops and safe automation design. Claude and Code. A loop is a control structure that causes an agent to repeat the cycle of observation, action, and verification until a termination condition is met. This section explains the differences between the 4 types of loops and describes practical design methods, including verification evidence, hard stops, idempotence, cost, and least privilege. In INJCS 12 code, a loop is not a code loop, but rather an agent execution structure that repeats the cycle of observation, action, and verification until a termination condition is met. Turn-based handles verification procedures, goal-based handles termination decisions, time-based determines when to re-execute, and proactive delegates task initiation and orchestration to the system. A good loop must have measurable completion criteria, external verification evidence, forced termination, idempotency, and the principle of least privilege. Since the / goal evaluation model evaluates only the evidence evident in the conversation, test outputs, exit codes, and the scope of changes must be clearly reported. Deterministic transformations should be handled using script, while dynamic workflow and multiple agents should be used only for large-scale tasks that require true parallelism. The loop in INJCS 12 code is not simply a feature that runs a model for a long time. The key lies in placing triggers, verifiers, success conditions, hard stops, and permission boundaries around an AI agent that acts probabilistically, thereby transforming iterative tasks into a controllable system. This article summarizes the differences between turn-based, goal-based, time-based, and proactive loops, along with practical design principles. 1. What is a loop in Claude Code? Here, a loop does not refer to for or while statements in a programming language. As explained by the Claude Code team, a loop is an execution structure in which an agent observes its current state, takes action, verifies the results, and repeats the process until the termination condition is met. Start task down arrow assess state and code down arrow formulate a plan down arrow modify code or run tools down arrow test and verify down arrow is the completion condition met. No, next iteration yes. Terminate and report results. The following 4 questions are useful for identifying a loop. What triggers the task? What terminates the task? Which Claude Code feature controls the repetition? What type of task is it suitable for? Not every task needs to be turned into a complex loop. For tasks where the results are immediately visible, such as correcting typos in a single file or simply renaming something, a standard prompt is more efficient. Loops should only be used when multiple rounds of observation, modification, and verification are actually necessary. 2. Comparison of the 4 loop types: type, start, condition, end condition, mainly used features, suitable tasks, human intervention, turn-based users. Prompt when Claude determines the task is complete or additional information is needed, general conversation. Skills, testing, and browser tools, short. One-time implementations or modifications, iterative verification process, goal-based user, specifies completion condition when the evaluation model confirms the condition is met or the user interrupts / goal. Auto mode if needed, tasks with measurable completion status, such as testing, building, end. Migration determining termination, time-based specified time, interval or schedule, user cancels or external task complete / loop, / schedule monitoring PRs, SI, and deployments, periodic summaries, status polling, next execution time, proactive schedules, APIs, GitHub events, etc. Individual tasks meet goals, routines are deactivated, routines, / goal, skills, dynamic workflows, auto mode, ongoing tasks such as issue triage, bug resolution, and large-scale migrations, task discovery, prompt execution. Orchestration. The key to this classification is not how smart the AI is, but what control responsibilities a person delegates to the system. In turn-based mode, the user creates the next prompt. In goal-based mode, the user delegates the decision on completion. And in time-based mode, the user delegates the timing of re-execution. In the proactive stage, the responsibility for detecting task occurrence and executing the appropriate prompt is also transferred to the system. 3. Turn-based loop. Delegating the verification process, the turn-based loop is the default form in which most developers use Claude code. Human right arrow Claude right arrow human right arrow Claude. When the user makes a request, Claude locates the relevant files, modifies the code, tests it, and reports the results. Internally, multiple cycles of observation, action, and verification may occur, but the authority to initiate the next task remains with the user. Code modification is not the same as feature completion, even if Claude reports that implementation and testing are complete. The following issues may still remain in the actual product. The state does not change after clicking a button. An error occurs in the browser console. The mobile layout is broken. Accessibility attributes are missing. Tests pass, but the actual browser flow fails. Files unrelated to the change were modified. Therefore, the criterion for completion should not be the code has been changed, but rather the behavior has been verified through external evidence. Reusing verification via skill. MD skill stores frequently used guidelines and procedures in skill. MD. Claude can automatically load it based on relevance, or you can run it directly via slash skill name, rather than always putting lengthy operational procedures in Claude. MD, separating them so that skills are loaded only when needed allows for more efficient use of context. Name, verify UI change description. Verify UI changes in a production environment before marking them as complete. Hash verifying UI changes 1. Run the development server. 2. Open the updated screen in a browser. 3. Interact with the new controls. 4. Verify that the expected state changes occur. 5. Check the browser console for new errors and warnings. 6. Check accessibility and key performance metrics. 7. If it fails, fix the issue and repeat the verification from the beginning. 8. Report evidence, such as the commands executed, results, and screenshots. A good skill contains actionable checklists rather than abstract advice. Verify that NPM test returns exit code 0 is a much stronger rule than review more carefully. Strength of validation evidence reliability reason an agent's explanation that it appears to be working normally, low merely an inference, not an actual execution result code diffs and static. Reviews medium changes are visible, but runtime behavior cannot be verified actual test output and exit code high reproducible external results exist browser interactions. Screenshots, console and performance results very high directly verifies user flow and runtime state independent review agent. And CI reached the same conclusion very high reduces self-confirmation, bias in the implementation agent, Claude the official code documentation, also describes bundled skills such as slash run, which checks running applications, and slash verify, which validates changes in a real execution environment. If your project's execution process is complex, it is safer to document the exact startup commands, environment variables, data preparation procedures in the team's custom skills. 4. Goal-based loop. Delegating the termination decision in a goal-based loop, the user does not decide whether to run the task one more time, each time. The user defines the completion state, and Claude continues through multiple turns until those conditions are met. User specifies goal down arrow Claude, runs a turn down arrow, a separate evaluation model checks the completion condition not met. Pass the reason to the next turn met, goal ends slash goal is documented as available in Claude code V2. 1. 139 and later. Only one goal can be active per session. What the evaluation model actually sees at the end of each turn. A separate small, fast model examines the completion conditions and the conversation history to determine whether the condition is met or not met. The default setting is the Haiku-based evaluation model. An important limitation is that the evaluation model does not read files directly or run tests separately. Therefore, the agent Claude that performed the task must clearly leave the following evidence in the dialog. Commands executed number of tests and pass slash fail results, exit code build results, list of modified files, remaining causes of failure confirmation that scope constraints were met. The evaluation model judges what evidence was revealed in the conversation, not what actually happened. Four elements of a good goal. A good goal includes the following four elements: measurable success criteria, passing tests, successful build, clearing the queue, reaching a score threshold verification method. Specify which commands or tools will be used to prove success scope of changes. Modifiable directories, prohibited files, and allowed side effects termination conditions. Maximum number of turns, maximum time, number of consecutive failures, or termination upon permission errors / goal. All auth-related tests and lint checks must succeed, and Git diff must include only src/auth and related test files. Report the execution results and exit code for each turn. Abort when the maximum of 12 turns or 45 minutes is reached, and clean up any remaining failures. The core termination condition for / goal itself is a successful evaluation by the model or the user's / goal clear command. To enforce turn or time limits, they must be specified within the goal conditions. Good conditions vs. bad conditions. Good conditions, bad conditions, NPM test, exits with exit code 0, make the code flawless. All 48 authentication-related tests pass. Improve the user experience as much as possible. All API call points are migrated to the new interface, and the build succeeds. Refactor to a better structure. The issue queue is empty, and results are recorded for each issue process. As many issues as possible. Ambiguous goals can result in the process ending too quickly or in an endless cycle of improvements. Checking status and canceling / goal. Check active conditions, execution time, number of evaluation turns, token usage, and reason for the most recent evaluation / goal clear. Cancel the active goal, set a new goal. Replaces the existing goal, resume or continue. Allows resuming an incomplete goal. While conditions are preserved upon resumption, the turn count, time, and token thresholds may be reset. Therefore, it is advisable to manage hard stops alongside operational metrics. / goal and permissions are separate. / goal only automatically starts the next turn. It does not expand tool permissions. If file writing, test commands, or Git operations require approval, approval may still be needed even during a goal. Auto mode can be used for unattended execution, but auto mode is not a feature that unconditionally allows all tools. The classifier blocks operations that are destructive, difficult to undo, or target areas outside the trust boundary, and explicit ask and deny rules take precedence over the classifier. 5. Time-based loop. Exceeding the re-execution time while the goal-based loop addresses when to stop, the time-based loop addresses when to run again. It is suitable for tasks where the state of an external system changes over time. Check if a new review has been added to a PR check, if CI or deployment has completed. Monitor long-running builds, daily Slack message summary check for new items in the issue queue / loop. Run repeatedly within the current session / loop. 10M check current PRs and incorporate new reviews, if there are. Failed CI runs, analyze the cause and fix them. The main formats described in this document are as follows. Input action / loop 5M and LT, prompt and GT. Runs the prompt at a specified fixed interval / loop and LT, prompt and GT. Claude selects the interval for each iteration / loop, runs a built-in maintenance prompt or the project's loop. MD / loop 20M / review PR 1234 reruns an allowed skill at the specified interval / loop. Is tied to the current Claude code session. Your computer and the session must be running. Starting a new conversation will cause session-scoped tasks to disappear. Uncompleted tasks can be restored with resume or continue, but recurring tasks expire by default 7 days after creation. They do not retroactively run all missed cycles. Since the session scheduler may be subject to jitter, it may not be suitable for operational requirements that demand execution exactly on the hour. / schedule. Anthropic managed cloud routine / schedule creates a routine that bundles a prompt, repository, connector, and trigger to run on the Anthropic managed infrastructure. It can run even when the notebook is closed, and the official documentation classifies it as a research preview. The routines support the following triggers: recurring schedules, one-time schedules at a specific future time, authenticated API calls, GitHub pull request, or release events. You can link multiple triggers to a single routine. For example, you can set up a PR review routine to run every night while also responding to the pull request. Opened event. Comparison of slash loop and slash schedule category, slash loop slash schedule routine execution location. Current computer and session, Anthropic managed cloud execution. After computer shutdown generally, not possible possible open session. Required required not required local uncommitted files, accessible inaccessible. Repository is cloned anew for each execution minimum interval 1 minute. Per official documentation, 1 hour. Per official documentation, persistence session based. Recurring tasks expire after 7 days. Routines stored in the account permission prompt inherits current session policy, runs autonomously. Without interactive approval, suitable use cases, monitoring short PRs, and deployments, continuous operational automation. When events are better than polling, if you check a PR that rarely changes every minute, most runs will end without doing anything. If an external system can send events, the following structure is more efficient: CI failure or PR update down arrow GitHub trigger, or routine API down arrow run Claude. Only when necessary, event-based design reduces latency and minimizes unnecessary model calls and token consumption. If polling is unavoidable, increase the interval to match the actual frequency of changes and apply a backoff mechanism when there are no changes for an extended period. Prerequisites for time-based tasks: idempotency. Even if the same event is received multiple times, it must not result in duplicate comments, duplicate PRs, or duplicate deployments. Processing status: the last processed event ID, commit SHA, review comment ID, etc., must be logged. Completion status: it must be possible to determine when a task is complete, such as when a PR is merged or closed, the queue is empty, or a deployment is successful or rolled back. Write scope: side effects must be restricted, such as allowing comments, prohibiting merges, or limiting pushes to the Claude slash asterisk branch. Failure handling: retry and escalation rules are required in the event of external service outages, expired authentication, rate limits, or insufficient permissions. 6. Proactive loop. Moving beyond task discovery and orchestration, the proactive loop is not a single command, but a continuous automation architecture that combines multiple functions. Trigger plus goal plus skills plus dynamic workflow plus auto mode plus repository connector browser CI tools. New tasks are detected, processed, verified, and reported even without a human entering prompts in real time. Example: automated bug feedback processing, receive GitHub issue, or Slack feedback down arrow, classify by duplication, priority, and reproducibility down arrow. Generate reproduction tests, down arrow, explore potential solutions, down arrow, implement the selected solution, down arrow, independent review agent searches for counterexamples, down arrow, testing, building and security verification, down arrow, draft PR, and results report. The responsibilities of each component are as follows. Component responsibility trigger or slash schedule determines when to start a new task slash goal, defines what constitutes a completed state for this run skill, standardizes reproduction, implementation, verification, and reporting procedures, dynamic workflow, parallel execution of multiple subagents, and conditional branching auto mode, executes permitted tool calls without waiting for approval permission policy, defines the scope of prohibited, approved, and automatically allowed actions, dynamic workflow, and worktree. Dynamic workflow is a structure in which the runtime executes a JavaScript orchestration script written in Claude. In a typical subagent call, Claude selects the next agent each turn, but in a workflow, loops, parallel processing, branching, and intermediate result storage are handled by the script. Workflow script agent A, requirements analysis agent B, test design agent C, exploration of implementation candidates agent D, security review judge, evidence-based comparison, since intermediate results are stored in script variables rather than the main conversation context. Large-scale tasks can be organized in a more reproducible manner. The current documentation specifies runtime limits of up to 16 agents simultaneously and up to 1,000 agents per execution. However, these limits may change during the product's preview phase. If you need to test multiple implementation candidates simultaneously, you can separate your workspaces using Git worktrees. repo/worktree-solution-a/worktree-solution-b/worktree-solution-c/ having each agent work in its own independent branch and directory can help minimize the risk of simultaneously overriding the same files. The judge agent should compare candidates based on criteria such as requirement fulfillment, test results, regression risks, scope of changes, complexity, performance, security, and consistency with the existing architecture. More agents are not always better simply increasing the number of agents for tasks that do not benefit from parallelism will increase costs and delays. If multiple agents share the same incorrect assumptions, errors may be amplified. Dynamic workflows are suitable in the following cases. Migration. Applying the same transformation to hundreds of files, security, and quality audits of the entire codebase, comparing plans from multiple independent perspectives research, requiring the processing of many items in batches, and cross-validation tasks, where it is difficult to store all intermediate results within a single agent's context for minor bug fixes, refactoring a single file, or adding simple tests. A standard turn-based loop or slash goal is preferable. 7. Systems for maintaining code quality in loop. The quality of loop's results depends heavily not only on the model itself, but also on the verification systems surrounding it. 7.1 Organizing the codebase Claude closely follows the patterns of existing code. If there are outdated APIs, duplicate implementations, unclear test structures, bloated modules, or inconsistent exception handling rules, the loop can quickly replicate those issues. The essential foundations are as follows. Formatters and linters, clear directory and module boundaries, reliable unit, integration, and E2E tests, distinction between in-use and deprecated APIs, project-specific development guidelines, reproducible build and development environments. 7.2 Create a definition of done. For each type of change, change type minimum validation, API contract testing, backward compatibility, updated schema and documentation examples, front-end actual browser interaction, console errors, accessibility, responsive layout, database forward and rollback migrations, lock, scope, execution plan, dependency build, key regression tests, license and security checks, infrastructure plan diff, least privilege, rollback, and checks for exposed secrets, rather than repeating these criteria at length in the prompt every time. It is better to hard code them into skills, hooks, scripts, and CI rules. 7.3 Provide up-to-date documentation and exact versions. Loops can repeat incorrect assumptions multiple times. Ensure that the exact version used in the project, official documentation, internal architecture documents, API specifications, migration guides, and approved examples are easily accessible. 7.4 Separate the implementation agent and the review agent. The implementation agent is already influenced by the chosen design and reasoning. The review agent, operating in a new context, can ask the following questions more independently. Did we weaken the tests just to pass them? Did we modify files outside the scope? Were security boundaries compromised? Did we omit failure paths and boundary value testing? Did regression occur in existing features? It is more effective to write the review prompt as assume the implementation is incorrect and find counterexamples. Provide reproducible evidence for each point raised, rather than summarize the positive aspects. 7.5 Link individual failures to system improvements. If the same error recurs, you should not simply fix the specific result. To prevent the failure type from recurring, you must change one of the following. Add regression tests, strengthen skill verification procedures, add rules to Claude. MD add hooks or lint rules, add permission denial rules, strengthen goal completion conditions, refine the review checklist good loop. Engineering is not about fixing a single failure, but rather building a system where that type of failure is unlikely to occur again. 8. Token and cost management loop costs can increase significantly compared to a single prompt. Total cost approximately main agent turn cost, plus goal evaluation cost, plus sub-agent cost, plus workflow iteration cost, plus context cost for reading tool, results plus time-based execution frequency, while exact billing varies depending on the plan, model, and provider. The principles determining the cost structure remain the same. Practical principles for reducing costs do not use loops for small tasks. Typos, name changes, and type errors in a single file should be handled in a single turn. Include both success conditions and hard stops. Consider success, maximum turns, maximum time, consecutive failures, and permission errors. Test large-scale workflows on a small scale first. Verify costs and quality using 5 files, a single directory, or a subset of issues before scaling up. Handle deterministic tasks with scripts. For ASD substitution, JSON conversion, formatting, and generating fixed templates, verified scripts are more cost-effective and reproducible. Adjust the polling interval to match the actual frequency of changes. Use event triggers whenever possible. Monitor usage in real time. Check usage of skills, subagents, MCP, turns, and tokens via /usage, /goal, and /workflows. Do not keep retrying if the same error recurs. Set a limit on consecutive failures and escalate to a human. Model and effort are different levers. Model changes the basic inference capabilities and the scope of problems that can be solved. Effort changes the number of files read, the number of tools used, the scope of validation, and how thoroughly multi-step tasks are carried out. If INJX-12 has verified all necessary files and tests, but continues to make incorrect judgments, a more powerful model may be needed. Conversely, if it fails to read important files, skips tests, or stops refactoring partway through, increasing the effort may be more appropriate. 9. Permissions and safety boundaries. The most dangerous design in the proactive loop is granting the agent broad permissions while setting loose success and termination conditions. Auto mode reduces the scope of general permission prompts, but the classifier can block tool calls that are irreversible, destructive, or target areas outside the trust boundary. Additionally, explicit permissions, ask and permissions, deny take precedence over auto mode. Example of permission hierarchy level examples: automatically allowed reading code, testing, linting, building, analysis, creating Claude/asterisk branches, creating draft PRs, human approval merging to the default branch, production deployment, applying DB migrations, sending messages to external customers, always denied force push, secret output, deletion of production data, bypassing permissions, removal of audit logs. It is safer to set permanent ask and deny rules than to simply say, do not push, once in a conversation. This is because conversation rules can be weakened by context compression or session changes. Cloud routine clones the repository anew for each execution and operates using the permissions of the connected GitHub and connector. The following scopes must be minimized. Accessible repositories and branches allowed network domains connectors to use environment variables and secrets write permissions for external system scope for creating, pushing, and merging PRs. The normal exit status in the routine execution log may simply mean that the session ended without any infrastructure errors. It does not guarantee that the business objective was successfully achieved. You must review the transcript, test evidence, and generated diffs separately. 10. Loop design template for development projects. The following YAML is a template for design review and does not represent actual Claude code syntax. Trigger type, manual interval schedule, GitHub event, API event scope, repositories, target repository allowed paths, src /*tests/**prohibited paths, production /*secrets/*task, objective, the goal to be modified or processed input, newly incoming issue, event, file, or status, verification, commands, unit test, integration test, lint build runtime checks, browser interaction console errors, accessibility evidence, Command output exit code test summary screenshot success. Condition, a completion status that can be evaluated as true or false stop. Max turns, 12 max duration minutes, 45 max consecutive failures, 3 stop on permission error, true escalate on external outage, true side effects. Idempotency key, event ID or commitcha allow branch push. Claude slash asterisk require human for merge, true require human for deploy, true review. Independent agent, true adversarial review, true observability, report progress, true report token usage, true report changed files, true report remaining failures. True, the 5 items listed below are more important than the prompt sentence itself. Trigger verifier success condition, hard stop permission boundary 11. Which loop should you choose? Situation recommended approach tasks that are completed with a single modification and verification turn-based tasks that require multiple attempts, but have a clear completion state slash goal tasks that require a brief wait for external CI, PR, or deployment status slash loop tasks that must run repeatedly. Even if the notebook is closed slash schedule routine tasks requiring an immediate response to GitHub events or alerts event-triggered routine tasks requiring parallel processing and cross-validation of hundreds of items, dynamic workflow transformations with completely deterministic input and output. Rules, script, or CI job, the selection order should be based not on the most powerful feature, but on the simplest control structure for achieving the goal. 12. Safe implementation order, select one bottleneck task that requires repeated manual verification. First, create a verification procedure using a skill, script, or CI. Stabilize the quality of validation using a turn-based approach. Add slash goal once the completion state is clear. Use slash loop only when you need to wait for an external state. If long-term execution is required, move it to a slash schedule routine. Expand to dynamic workflow and proactive loop only after idempotency, permissions, and costs have been verified. 13. Common misconceptions, misconception, correct interpretation, a loop runs indefinitely, it is a limited iterative structure with success conditions, and a hard stop and agent's completion report constitutes verification external command output, exit codes, and runtime results are required slash goal. Automatically grants all permissions, it only automatically starts the next turn. Permission policies are separate slash loop, is a long-term scheduler, it is session-based, and has a 7-day expiration and execution environment, constraints the more agents there are, the better the results parallelization is. Only valuable when roles, perspectives, and verification differ. All iterative tasks must be performed by an LLM for deterministic parts. Scripts are cheaper and offer higher reproducibility. Conclusion: loop engineering is not a technology for running AI for long periods, but rather the design of a control system that enables AI to detect its own errors, correct them within cost limits, and stop at dangerous points. LLMs excel at exploration, inference, implementation, exception analysis, and comparing alternatives. The system must be responsible for the execution timing, scope of changes, verification methods, termination criteria, cost limits, and approval boundaries. The clearer this division of roles is, the closer Claude Code Automation moves beyond a simple code generation tool to become a reproducible and auditable development and operations system.